Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. So President Trump and the Trump team using the shutdown, which I think is manufactured. Some of these Democrats were basically directed to stay into a shut or vote on the shutdown. And I think that's probably going to continue. I think, you know, they're saving, I think, $400 million a day. And we're probably going to do really well in the long term with taking down the deep state, all right, through this shutdown. So I'm looking at it probably lasting, but who knows, maybe someone with a little common sense, the Democrat Party will, you know, prevail, but I doubt it. I think this is going to be an opportunity for the White Hats to basically take down more of the deep state within the federal government. All right, so let's look at a few things. Let's look at, we have Caroline Leavitt basically speaking. She's talking about, you know, some of the issues that are going on and, you know, how they can be fixed. I think it's going to be, it's fantastic what's going on.
Problem. And look, we have zero dollars coming into the federal government right now because the Democrats shut it down. So what Russ Vogt is working diligently on is examining how we can fix this mess to ensure that critical funding continues, that we can get people paid. But the Democrats are making that very difficult. And that's why the president put out a statement this morning saying that we're going to start looking across the board at layoffs and at agencies that we feel do not best serve the American taxpayer.
So there you go. It's Doge on steroids, right? So they're going to use this to shut down these useless bureaucracies that are within the federal government.
It may need to be halted or permanently cut.
So on that, I wanted to ask you about that because he mentioned Russ Vogt in that. I think that came out about 8 o'clock this morning about cutting certain programs that they deem are not necessary. Is that real? Or is that a negotiating tactic?
Oh, it's very real. And the Democrats should know that they put the White House and the president in this position. And if they don't want further harm on their constituents back home, then they need to reopen the government. It's very simple.
All right. So Caroline Leavitt was asked earlier in a press conference, President Trump posted an AI that talked about, and he posted on his True Social, that talked about med beds. Can you talk about that? So Caroline Leavitt basically just said, look, that's President Trump's personal account. He can do what he wants on it. And if he feels he wants to put something up and take it down, that's what he did. And then they went on. So that left the pregnant question of, what about those med beds? So that was dropped. That was dropped on the American public because we've been talking about that for a long time, haven't we? And now we see President Trump dropping it and taking it back, right? So just like putting it out there, you know, making a little ruckus within the deep state because, you know, they benefit from making us sick and killing us off. All right, so we have the med beds and we lasted a long time. We were able to get a lot smarter than a lot of people really need to get a lot smarter and they need a lot of time. So that we need those med beds to help these people that are, you know, have the Trump derangement. So that's one of the things we're going to get with the med beds. We've talked about this for a long time. Of course, you know, I've talked about the LifeWave, which is a wearable med bed. So I'm going to have a little clip about that in a second. But let's look at a little bit different information about this. President Trump has said, well, the lamestream media has said that he's going to use the government shutdowns for firings and punishment. All right. So it's going to deflect from the Democrats. So the Democrats are causing this. So again, the people that are, you know, mentally compromised, right? You know how I like to say that, consciously compromised, they're going to get their buttons pushed by this. So the Democrats are going to use that. And that's probably part of their plan too, to like, you know, push on President Trump, make him look like the bad guy. But all of us know who the real bad guys are, right? The people that are consciously compromised don't understand because they've been compromised, right? So that's why we need the med beds. So we got more time to, like, you know, uncompromise these useful idiots for the Democrat Party, right? So, yeah, they're going to keep pushing that lie. So what a government shutdown means, lapse in funding occurs. So as you heard, they're going to have to start shutting down useless government programs, industries, and so forth, so that they can fund the real things that need to be funded, like Social Security, retirements, healthcare for seniors, you know, all those programs that will have to be funded. So the only way to fund them is to find money, which this should have been done so long ago. If you're spending on your credit card and you reach your max and somebody gives you another credit card, what are you going to do? You're going to max that puppy out too, aren't you? And that's what the federal government has been doing for a long time. You know, we have to manage our budgets. The federal government just keeps on spending, print some more dollars and keeps on spending, right? That's the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, part of the government. And they have no reserves because President Nixon did away with the reserves, the gold standard, a long time ago, right? So back in 73. So we're going to see a collapse, possibly, of the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is going to be exposed. It's not shutting down. Oh, that's because it's not part of the federal government, although it has that federal name in front of it. How about that? So exposure, taking down all of these programs that need to go away. So that's what we're seeing. I hope they never reopen the government, the old government, right? Let's just do away with it and create something new and do away with all these useful idiots that are politicians, most of them, right? So, and I say useful idiots because most of them work for the deep state, right? So let's look at this other video. So many of us know that there are programs that will make sure everything keeps moving, because I remember some of this happening during Obama's term. When the federal government was shut down for a very long time, there were a lot of programs that continued. So being in the CIA at the time, I got to see a lot of the stuff that worked behind the scenes, things that were able to keep going and things that, you know, didn't. That's what we're going to see, you know, as time moves forward. A lot of these programs that are corrupt programs that fund the deep state and does the will of the deep state, they're going to get exposed and they're going to weigh.
What's up, everybody? So government shut down first day. Now they're talking, you're starting to hear, oh, well, this is the way that we can streamline the government and we can really slim it down and blah, 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 blah. That's true. But let's talk about why. So with the government shut down, it's the requirement of the executive, along with the Army and the Marine Corps.
What? The Army and the Marine Corps? Wow. So we're seeing in a lot of these cities that the Army and the Marine Corps need to get more involved, aren't we?
To make sure that the nation still functions. That also means that they can move assets without congressional approval, because Congress is basically out the window.
So, again, if the government shut down, the military steps in. Well, actually, the military stepped in when the election was stolen back in 2020. It's not over yet, right? So we're going to continually see these types of programs starting to filter in, and that's the military, because we're under pretty much military rule right now.
Here's what I found. With the government shut down, the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't exist. So it moves to the U.S. Marine Corps Division Maine Court, justices or judges, and the Army Judge Advocate Generals, and the Air Force Judge Advocate Generals, depending on what jurisdiction we're talking about.
Oh, wow. You mean that we can actually start to have military tribunals during the shutdown? You know, they have been going on, guys, for the most part. A lot of these people have been already taken care of. A lot of them, probably most of them. A lot of them have been taken to ships that are off the coast, and military tribunals have happened there. Military tribunals have happened in Guantanamo. You know, there's people in Guam, all kinds of different places.
Whether it's space or air or land or sea, commercial, right? Which really, this isn't going to be space or air. Everything's really in maritime or...
So as we saw, obviously, New York is an extremely corrupt place. The air traffic controllers are going to be affected by this government shutdown. So I think it was last night, you had two planes collide, and I think a wing was torn off of one of those planes in New York. I don't know which one it is. It's LaGuardia, which one it is. But, you know, I'm surprised they haven't really started, you know, banging the drum about, you know, that happened because of President Trump's, you know, it's his fault that we have the government locked down, because they want to like clean up the government and not let the Democrats steal, you know, continue to run up credit card after credit card after credit card, right?
In federal.
So awaken once everybody's saying LaGuardia. Okay, thanks a lot. LaGuardia.
Commercial. So right now, what can happen, like what's probably going to happen, and this is going to sound a little crazy, but this is what I see. The police forces, all law enforcement, is going to get moved to Division Maine, Marine Corps, and they're going to be attached to as our law enforcement mechanism, and that will facilitate the reestablishment of the American militia, which starts with the veterans.
Wow. So that's very interesting, because we know that once things really start to kick off, we're seeing the very, very, very early stages of this in Portland, in L.A., and other cities, that this is going to get a lot bigger. It's going to get a lot bigger than our military can handle. So you're going to need former veterans like myself to form up militias to contribute. So that's what this is moving towards, this shutdown. It's very, very slick, very, very subtle. T3, you think 14 cities? I say at least 17, but I've heard some say 19 cities will be lost. But that remains to be seen. Hopefully no cities will be lost, but I'm pretty much sure that we're going to lose cities, Portland being one of them.
Second, and this is beautiful, transportation and transit will be taken away from the states, and they will be moved into North America, and that transportation transit system will operate under the Army Corps of Engineers. So remember back in the day, like we had the Army Corps of Engineers for the bridges? Well, now the Army Corps of Engineers is going to be over our bridges, our roads, all that stuff. That's transportation.
So we've heard that some of our major bridges, especially over the Mississippi, have been wired to blow, right? And they could have been wired to blow under the misguided assumption of those that were basically wiring them, that it was being done in case America were ever to be taken over by, you know, some occupying force. So the people that wired it, put the explosives in a lot of these bridges and so forth, you know, these bridges need to be protected. So that's what you're seeing there, I believe. You're also seeing that will be a control point. If this happens, and it happens very quickly, and you start putting military into cities like we just saw in Memphis, because Memphis last night got military involvement in it. Of course, the Democrats hate that too. So you're seeing this this slow creep at this point of the military coming into cities, guys. Now, these are cities that will support it to a certain extent. These are cities where the Democrats that are there in power are so weak that they can be basically put in their place because there's enough people there that want this to happen. So these are the things we're going to start to see gradually pick up pace. But imagine in these major cities like Chicago, which is probably really wired for a massive pushback and destruction, if we put military in there before it starts, preemptively, this would be the ideal. But you're going to run up against a mainstream media and all of these compromised Democrat, you know, governors, mayors, senators, congressmen, and so forth, that are going to scream and yell and incite their populaces to push back. Right? We already know that. So the only way we can overcome a lot of this is to start surreptitiously to put people in place. And now we're initially using it as gangs, violence, and so forth. But ultimately, we want the military and eventually militias to be throughout the country. Of course, that's not going to stay that way. It never will. It's sad that it has to be that way, but we know it has to be that way. But if it's preemptive, that's fabulous. Now, I just saw where this one Democrat woman was saying that they're not violent, that leftists aren't violent, and that, you know, if she had it her way, all guns would be taken away. I think that's great. I think wherever Democrats are right now, I think they should take those guns away ASAP. Let's let them rule right now. Let's let these leftist Democrats say, no more guns, no more violence. Hoorah, hoorah, no more guns, no more violence. You know, they got their megaphones and they're marched through the streets and their crazy outfits and gray hair, pink hair, whatever they got going on. And we're like, yeah, that sounds good. It sounds really good, right? And then we take those guns away and then we move in with our militia and, you know, the military. So that would be perfect. So I wouldn't doubt that we'll start to see in some of these blue cities, because some of these blue political types, I believe, have flipped. And they're going to start to work with the good guys. And part of that will be, well, look at all the violence. Let's take away the guns. Let's make sure there's no guns on the streets. Because we know where the real violence comes from. And a lot of violence is stopped out by good people that own guns. They don't publish that at all. There's probably more violence that's stopped out by good people with guns than with bad people with guns, by far. I've seen those reports, but they never use those reports.
Okay, so the states and the local counties can't profit from them anymore with their buddy contractors, right? So that's going to happen. Public land and ground will be moved to judge advocate generals, and so will the probate courts. And this is the best part. Healthcare will be nationalized through the Army. EMS will be nationalized through the Army. Fire services, emergency response, emergency management, all weather, all that stuff is going to be through the Army.
Now, you just saw with Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, where he talked about how the standard is going to be raised. No more beards. You know, you're going to have to get haircuts. You're going to have to, like, do physical fitness tests twice a year, the way it used to be when I was in. It was like, what? What are you talking about? What happened? So there's a lot. I've already seen videos, of course, with, you know, these wokesters that are in the military that are like, I'm going to get out now because I got to shave my beard, right? I'm like, please get your ass out now. We have a line of people ready to come in and take your sorry ass place, right? So now we know that just a year or two ago, under the Biden administration, that they couldn't find enough people. The recruiting levels were extremely low. They didn't know what they're going to do. And then Trump comes in, and now they have the highest recruitment in the history of the volunteer force, in the history of it, right?
With the Marine Corps as the countersign, okay? Sorry, something climbed my ear. So you're talking about national health care, bye-bye medical insurance companies, see ya. It was all for profit scam anyways. All these organizations, NGOs that were sponsored by Congress, no more NGOs, not unless they're for profit. 501c3 churches, you're gone. You're a business. No more tax write-offs, no more 501c3 churches. You're going to have to become an American religious establishment, or you're going to be recognized as a business. So it's going to be the keys, they gave them the keys to the kingdom. They gave the Army and Marine Corps, along with the executive, keys to the kingdom. It's going to be a whole new nation with a whole new reality, a whole new education system. Education, university education, that's over. That's going back to the military. And the veterans, the colleges for the universities will stay for profit the way it's supposed to be. And by the way, just so everybody knows, nobody ever got a university degree. You got a college degree that was sponsored by a university. According to my background check, I have a Bachelor of Laws from the University of Florida that was issued to me. But that is a Bachelor of Laws under English common law, which is actually a university degree, not a college degree. Got it? So let's see what happens. Get your popcorn.
All right. So yeah, it's looking pretty good. Things are moving in the right direction. Now I was already onto this, and I just wait. It's like, okay, we're going to see this somewhere. And then when I see it, I pounce on it and release it. Sometimes I'm ahead when I'm absolutely correct, like the Charlie Kirk shooting, like the President Trump shooting. I'm on that right away, right? That's my forte. I'm an expert in those fields, and I call it out immediately when it's done, right? The PSYOP. So PSYOP, obviously, in both of those instances for a positive reason. Just like the PSYOP with President Trump releasing the med bed. You're going to get your card. You're going to be, there'll be people going to the hospitals with the med beds in it. And everybody's like, oh, yay. And it's like, oh, it's AI. And then like, but it's real. You know, it's real. We know it's real. We know it's coming. But in the meantime, you know, there are alternatives. There's always alternatives. And we have those with the LifeWave. All right, so now we just had a shocking shooting in England. All right, so we know that our Congress is basically on vacation because they're celebrating Yom Kippur, right? So they're not working. So even if they could get together and maybe come to agreement, which it's kind of very skeptical. I'm very skeptical about that now. But maybe. Maybe. And maybe they'll come back on Friday tomorrow because Yom Kippur is over. Jewish holiday. And, you know, so Jesus was a Jew. And who was it that voted for him to be crucified? Jews, right? We could say the deep state because I think it was a deep state all the way back then. And even Rome didn't like him. Remember, it was Pontius Pilate. He comes in. He was trying to like, come on, let this Jesus guy go. Everybody loves him. And they're like, no, no. He like threw, he turned over our money tables and we can't have him around. You know, everybody thinks he's a prophet and, you know, our king, you know, he doesn't like it because they want, he, the king wants to be worshiped. Or don't you have a religion where you worship a God, but you, the king is like, you know, killed little babies during the time frame where Jesus was born. So anyway, the Jews, the Gezeri Mafia, I would say, all the way back then, had voted to have Jesus executed. So Jesus wasn't a Christian there, was he? No. So eventually, there is this Christianity thing, right? There are people that, you know, Paul and all the other, disciples and so forth, all of them killed too, all right? Some of them even worse. Bartholomew, the guy, when you look at Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, as you're looking at the table where you see Jesus and Mary Magdalene sitting next to each other, on the far side, on the right side, is Bartholomew. Bartholomew was skinned alive for promoting Christianity, right? So when Michelangelo did the Sistine Chapel, and he shows Bartholomew in the Sistine Chapel, and he has a knife, the knife that was used to basically skin him alive, and it shows his skin is of the exact image, because Michelangelo didn't like to paint himself, is in the exact image of Michelangelo himself. Good look. Yes, I'm all into past life stuff. I see all this stuff. So anyway, you go deeper into this stuff when you do that, right? So some of us pick this stuff out. Some of us do the research, go deeper. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that a lot of people are all about this Israeli state. And so we have today in the UK, we had this synagogue murder, right? So a Muslim came in and murdered two people, and two people, I guess, are in critical condition, and two or four others are in bad condition. Immediately after that, because he was shot, because and I've been saying this, guys. I've been saying here in America, we're going to see explosive vests. They're coming. And in Manchester, this guy had an explosive belt on, and the police shot him dead. It looked like he was trying to activate it. He was trying to escape, and he couldn't escape. And it looked like he had his phone out. He was trying to activate the device. Kind of like that guy that was at Charlie Kirk shooting. Everybody looks over and see the guy in the brown. I think that guy's a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL. And it looks like he's activating the device, the squid, right? So I think that we're going to see people start to pull away from the Israel thing, right? We have Tucker Carlson. We have Candace Owens. They've been kind of banging this drum for a little bit. But they're trying to, like, wake people up. And then you have the Christians that are compromised, I believe. Compromised consciously. Consciously compromised, all right? That are coming in trying to say, oh, you can't talk about the Jews, right? Excuse me, but again, didn't the Jews kill Jesus, right? And I'm not banging on the Jews. Jews don't believe in Jesus, guys. Jews don't believe in Jesus. Hello, wakey, wakey, all right? Now, they believe that he was a great man. They believe that maybe he has power, some of them. But most of them, I've put this out many times. Jews, when they're walking by cathedrals, Christian cathedrals, they spit on the ground when they go by, right? That's been videoed for a long time. in Gaza, they're not just blowing up mosques. They're blowing up Christian churches in Gaza too, right? So I don't, and they're starving the Palestinians to death. They're starving them to death. There's been a lot of people that have reported on this, and former military officers that are now going in to try and get food to the Gazans, right? So there's some problems here. There's some problems here. So I see people, I just put up Tucker Carlson, because Tucker Carlson had a very good video where he's like, yeah, you know, we need to really look at this, all right? And like I'm saying, we need to really look at this, because there is some kind of faction that are in a lot of these Christian churches that are pushing a narrative which doesn't belong here at all, right? Now we've just seen Bibi Netanyahu has said that they're going to pay $7,000 to influencers to promote the Jewish-Israeli narrative and to go after people that speak out against Jews. I'm not speaking out against Jews. I'm speaking out against Gezerim Mafia, right? Where is Gezerim Mafia located right now? Go ahead, figure it out. All right. So, shocking video shows cop frantically warn crowd in Manchester synagogue attacker has a bomb. All right. So, now I'm not justifying the violence that this Muslim did. I think it's atrocious. I've seen this. In my travels, it's not cool, right? So here you see the he's got the bomb belt, right? When I was in the Middle East, and the extremists basically came in, they would go into, oftentimes they go into markets where a lot of people were, and they blow their vest up. And they kill like 100 people. Just in a market where people are shopping and so forth, buying food, buying clothes, whatever, you know, whatever open air market, wherever people go to shop. And this was very common, still is. So here we're seeing it in the UK. So we've seen this illegal immigration coming in. Who funded it? Trump already pointed out the UN funded it. And they brought in a lot of people that don't do well with others. All right, that's the Muslims. They don't integrate. They come in. They don't assimilate. They take over. All right. And they've said this very often. This is another thing that we need to like get clued up on. Not only with Israel being Kazari Mafia, but also with the Muslim community basically not integrating, right? Coming in and basically taking over. So that's what they're trying to do here in England. So two people were killed after a madman rammed his car into a crowd outside the Heaton Park Synagogue in Manchester before stabbing multiple worshipers who were marking Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year in Judaism. So it shows him here after he's been shot. Right? So let's look at, there's a video. Let's look at a little video on this as well. So this is reprehensible, obviously. Any group that targets another group and murders them, that's completely reprehensible. Now, if you're trying to save your life, right, and you know someone's trying to attack you and you kill them because they're going to kill you, that's okay, right? You have to protect yourself. You have to protect your family. You have to protect your community. This is what we're going to see through most of Europe and America and Canada and Australia and New Zealand and South Africa, right? This is coming. So let's look at this. Now, what happens right after this man goes on a murderous rampage?
Welcome back to 2CTV, your global news channel. We come to you guys with the follow-up live coverage coming from the UK after this morning's terror attack in Manchester at a synagogue on Yom Kippur. Of course, there is a lot to cover as we speak right now. There are riots across the United Kingdom, not by those who are against Islamists, but in fact, it's the Islamists themselves.
So that's pretty amazing how quickly they were able to, get together and start these riots, right? Very, very interesting, isn't it? So it sounds like it's planned. Absolutely was planned. And so, again, we're going to see this manufactured, rioting from groups that feel they're underrepresented start to happen on a massive scale. It would not surprise me if the Khazaria Mafia is involved in this.
Causing chaos. Let me show you the live feed that we currently have. Hang on. This is a big shout out to our friend Louis Arrington, who is now live from Westminster. Extremist. Two, of course, as you guys might already know if you've been following us all day, two of the victims, unfortunately, have been confirmed dead, and four remain in critical condition in the hospital. The hospitals in Manchester that were put on lockdown earlier today, they are no longer on lockdown, so that's good. Let's go and see what's going on in London.
So again, these are the people that have been illegally immigrated into England, and they're rioting for their rights to kill Jews, Christians, whoever they want to kill, because they don't support their way of life.
They caused chaos. Now they're out causing more chaos.
Now, if you've ever been to England, the English police are some of the nicest people on earth, right? Yes, they can just like any other police group, they can be corrupt in some cases. But all the police that I met in England were absolutely incredible. And very, very nice gentlemen. I think they have a very worldly view. I think a lot of people, unfortunately, in the UK are pretty much consciously compromised. All right. They've had thousands of years to figure this out and know how to do it. Those kings and queens of old. All right. So you're seeing all of the people that they have brought in to basically replace even those people that are consciously compromised, because they will be useful idiots until they're no longer can be used. Maybe some of them wake up and then they'll be taken out. But this Muslim crowd is who's going to replace them, and who they plan to replace us.
Look at him. Push him back. They're going to throw things. Look, they threw something. Hang on, let me go back. They're going to throw things. It's silent. They can't even control anything, the police. It's absolutely embarrassing for the United Kingdom. Look at that.
So as you can see, they're waving Palestinian flags.
They don't even have enough members right now. They've completely taken control. We have the name of the suspect.
So this is multiple cities throughout England where these demonstrations and some places riots are happening by the Muslims.
Been fully occupied by the Islamic side, who are rioting and completely disrupted the train journeys of ordinary people in the country. Let's go to Glasgow.
Has stepped up security at synagogues across the whole of the country, and we Live. Will do whatever is required to keep our Jewish community safe. I know that there are many questions that are still to be answered.
Again, if you joined us late, we now have the identity of the attacker. His name is Jihad al-Shami. He was 35 years old from Syria, but held a British passport. Then we got the Jews. We got the, there we go. They've arrived now to counter the Islamic side.
Communities like the one attacked in Manchester provided safety, but also the security that comes from a promise that this is a country that stands up to hatred. And that we don't just provide refuge, we provide a home for so many Jewish families.
All right, so there you go. Starmer basically saying that they're going to continue to bring in illegal aliens. They can kill people in their communities, but they're going to continue to bring them in, right? So that's pretty much the way things are in England. Fortunately, it's not like that here. President Trump has said he's not going to let any more Muslims immigrate into America. I think he's seeing the light, right? Seeing the light that a lot of us have been talking about for quite some time. Yes, Silver Flint, that's he is that thing, right? So that delectable thing that women like to insert inside themselves, I guess. So yeah, he's one of those things. So maybe women would like that. Maybe women would like to have. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So anyway, let's move on to the next subject. And so the National Guard training ahead of Portland deployment.
Many, many nights. Nick, thank you for being with us. And I wanted to start off this segment with something that I think is going to shock a lot of our viewers. I watched this on social media the other day. This is you being confronted by an agitator out in front of that ICE building who threatens you with violence. Listen here.
What are you doing? Why are you so mad? I didn't do anything.
You did.
What did I do?
Look.
I haven't done anything.
Look. Do not come back.
Watch out.
You come back, I'm gonna smoke you, dude.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm gonna smash that camera.
You have DHS watching you right there, lasered on you. You have a sniper lasered on you right now.
I don't give a.
So he said that he is going to smoke you if you don't get out of there. And then it looked like DHS snipers came to your rescue. They zeroed in on him and lit him up with one of their lasers. That's what eventually got him to back.
So I think this guy, Nick, must have he must be wired up for the sniper to be covering him. All right. Department of Homeland Security. So from a distance, you're not going to be able to figure out what's going on. But if you have some kind of communication, maybe they said, hey, if you're going to go out in that crowd, we want to cover you. And so we're going to like put a device on you so we can hear what's going on. All right. So that's probably what happened. Or maybe it's coordinated for him to go in and see if they could, like, I wouldn't do that, but I'm not going to go into a bunch of crazies where you can never guesstimate what they're going to do. Like this guy says he's going to smoke him. Who knows what he's got? A knife, he's got a gun, he's got an axe. You know, who knows? That's pretty tough. That's journalism. That's very brave, but hopefully this guy, you know, has more security coverage like that. Guys with sniper rifles as he goes in.
Damn, but for people who say that there's not violence going on in front of these facilities, what do you say?
It's a complete lie. There's lots of violence going on. That's just one of the many threats I got that night. And when I was walking back to my car, another person pulled out their gun and threatened me, saying, you want to be Kirk Jr. I mean, these people are very dangerous and they're unhinged. Just the other night, a woman got beat up. She got punched in the face out there.
So he's talking about a reporter that had a transgender, basically had some kind of sign and took the pointy end of the sign and poked her in the face with it. And her eyes all like black and blue now. But imagine that it hit her in the eye. It would have taken her eye out. So they're unhinged. They're crazy people. And we really need the military to go in on a massive scale and just sweep the streets of Portland and not let any of these people back. All right. Arrest them, the homeless, the drug addicted, so forth. Get them help. Get them out of the city. Don't let them come back. If they come back, then there's got to be a place where they get treatment. We have to do every city like that. We have to stop all the drug trafficking. I believe that Venezuela is going to get spanked, right? That's coming. But there's a lot of problems here in the United States. A lot. Now, imagine that you are a military that is occupying, which is what the cartels are doing to us, occupying a different country. You have to have supply routes. Somebody has to fund you. Somebody has to bring you more bullets, more whatever it is, more drugs, more children to traffic. All right. So there's supply lines. Now, Trump and the military have cut those supply lines at the border. So things are drying up. Things are starting to dry up. They're not having the drugs. They're not having the trafficking material. So all of these things are drying up. Maybe even the money that was going back and forth is drying up. So the guys on the other side of the fence are not very happy about it either. So they're trying to do the boats, Venezuelan boats, and they're getting smoked, right? And it's to the point now that they're not sending any more boats. I guess they got the message, right? So we have to, at some point, take out the people that are the kingpins, right? If you want to stop military, you have to go after the leadership, right? So that's what we've done. When I was in, you know, the CIA, well, SEAL teams and the CIA, we focus on the leadership. And then the rest of the Army and the ground forces and so forth worked on the Army. But once the leadership is taken out, things start to completely collapse. Unless someone is ready to step up and assume that leadership role and is just as effective, it's basically destroying that army. So that's what we're seeing in America, the destruction of the cartels and the cabal in the cities, all right? So it's a war. I mean, Trump has talked about it. I've talked about it. A lot of us have talked about how this is a war. And it is when you take it into that frame of reference, that frame of mind. All right. So the war is ongoing. The war is intensifying. We shut down their supply routes, that lines, and we're going after the most violent of their groups. Maybe in some cases we're getting some of the honchos, but for the most part, we still have a lot of work to do, right? We've been invaded by millions. There were millions before Biden. There was a cleanup process that was going on in Trump's last administration, but there's a lot of resistance to that. Now we're seeing that resistance starting to dry up as people are seeing the horrific conditions that, you know, come on the other side of these cartels that come into the cities and start to run things, right? Colorado is a really good example. Colorado is collapsing on many different levels because they've let the cartels come in and run the situation. Because some of these politicians obviously get compromised in different ways, they get payoffs, and it's like, okay, we paid you all this money. Now you got to let more of us come in. Now you got to let us do the child trafficking. Now you got to let us do this. Now you got to let us do that. Oh, you want to resist? Oh, well, we're going to replace you. In the next election, we're going to decide who's going to be in your position and you're going to be gone. And then it's going to not be very good for you, because with all the money you've made and all the things you bought, you're not going to be able to afford them anymore, right? So you're going to have to downsize. So a lot of these people, very egoic, psychopaths, right? They'll do whatever they need to do to maintain that egoic fix, right? So this is some of the things that we're seeing. Of course, you know, they use women to, you know, keep these guys in line as well. Remember Playboy, Hugh Hefner, that was all part of the Playboy bunnies all over the country. That was all part of, you know, using, and not only those women, obviously, but obviously the people that were in corporations or politicians and so forth that visited those clubs, all the stuff. And then you have Jeffrey Epstein, and P. Diddy, and on and on and on. So it's being exposed. It's being taken down, the whole system, bit by bit by bit by bit. And so this shutdown is probably going to help accelerate it to a great extent. And the military, like we're talking about, will have to move in, because all of these programs are going to have to be shut down because we can't afford anymore, because the Democrats stopped all the funding. Right. So that's going to be used. And the Democrats, of course, you know, aren't getting all of the, you know, money laundering from child trafficking and drug trafficking and all the stuff they've been using it for. Right. And also manipulating the stock market and crypto and all that kind of stuff. So they manipulate it up and down. It should be like this constant, but it like ramps up and it ramps down. It's manipulation. It's all manipulation. Right. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, everything has to come down. Right? So everything has to be exposed. All right. So one of those things, you know, as far as like the medical industry, which is being shut down, there are things out there that are helping people get off medications. Now, I've helped several people over the last, you know, several years. More recently, were people, a couple, elderly couple, not that old, you know, around my age, that had some health issues. They were taking medications. And a lot of times when you take medications, you get complications from the medications, and then they give you another drug for whatever is ailing you. That's what the medical establishment does. They don't find and fix what the problem is. They keep medicating because they make money that way. And they medicate the medication that's causing issues. You can have all these, you know how they have the commercials, and like, and they talk real fast, and you can have it, you can have it like, but blindness and just, you know, you lose your baby. So that stuff starts to happen. And they're like, well, that's happening to you. You're all swelling up twice your size. So we're going to like give you some stuff to like stop the swelling. And that makes them, they can't eat, and but they keep swelling up. So they give them something else for that. And so eventually that person dies. All right. So these two people told me that they had watched me talk about LifeWave for quite some time, for about a year or so. And then they started using the X39. All right. So the X39, as David Schmidt is going to share with you, the inventor of LifeWave, and how did he get his start? In the Navy SEAL teams, right?
What type of products would I use? And, you know, hopefully those are going to be things other people are interested in. Like, for example, I don't want to age. And I'd be willing to bet there's probably a lot of people that feel the same way. So the thinking was that X39 was such a massive success that on a technical level, we got about one third of the way to stopping aging. That's what copper peptide does. So it's not a complete solution for stopping aging, but it's certainly an indication that it might be possible. So then the question is, could we develop a technology that would allow people to stop and even reverse aging? That's the goal that we set in our research. When I'm working with our
And that's actually the goal that they met. All right. So it's not stopping the aging process. It's actually reversing the aging process. And how does that happen? The X39, basically a copper peptide, activates your stem cells, and that helps you to overcome the aging process. So now med beds, wearable med beds, that's what we call it. It's actually, you know, quite effective. Now, something that is a problem is the energy that's coming into the earth right now. Now, what causes that energy to come into the earth right now? We're moving into a natural process. This happens for the earth and the sun on a continuing basis. If we're informed, if we're involved in the process, we can survive it and actually thrive. There are people in the past that, you know, weren't informed and didn't thrive. And there's also, like I tease, that some people are consciously compromised. These energies that come in actually stop that compromising of consciousness, right? And that's another reason why the deep state is really active in trying to take us down. Now, Earth just had a massive charging event, and it lasted for 3 days, and it was a surprise. Now, over the last, up to this point right now, in the history since we've been taking, you know, observations and so forth, I don't know how far back that goes, but in the history since we've been taking these observations, we've had the most significant activity of earthquakes and volcanoes since these things have been taken, right? But I guarantee you, we have a lot more coming.
Right now, at the end of a super long geomagnetic storm, it's been nearly 3 days of intense magnetic fluctuations that have been sweeping across the planet much longer than normal. This is, in fact, the longest geomagnetic storm of 2025, in addition to one that hit us back in June. And that one was slightly stronger in its intensity. It was also very long duration, about 72 hours of geomagnetic storming. But those two storms have been the longest in duration of this year. The difference is a storm back in...
Now, he's going to go in what happened the last time this type of energy came into Earth. So this energy, when it comes into Earth, it's not like it's you stick your finger or you stick a bobby pin into an electric socket and you get shocked. Basically, what it does, it comes into the Earth and it starts to build and it builds and it builds. And then eventually... It comes out, and it comes out in the form of earthquakes, volcanoes, and hurricanes, right? So that's what we've been seeing on a massive scale.
June wasn't really a surprise. This one was. It kind of came out of nowhere. There are a variety of explanations.
There are a variety of explanations. So even as this natural cycle happens, process, that has been predicted throughout time, but because the deep state basically controls our educational system, we believe that it is something that we can't, you know, predict, right? Unless you're like me, you're like, you feel these energies and you're like, this is not good. Things are going to be happening, right? So there is a science behind this. And some of the science is starting to be exposed. Of course, it gets attacked. Some of the people that have been exposing this have been killed in the past. But there's enough of this has been leaking. It's making a difference. Some of the people that have been, you know, telling people how these energies work, you know, how the energies move around the planet and so forth, they're constantly attacked. Their sites go down. Just kind of like me when I started, you know, pushing, don't get vaccinated, you know, use hydroxychloroquine, natural healing methods, get out in the sun, blah, 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 and got shut down. So there is information that has been coming out for a long time. I've been following it. I've been part of it. But there is a lot of people that because it wasn't taught to them in school, it doesn't exist, right? Because they haven't heard it before and just some guy that was a Navy SEAL, or some guy that, you know, Stefan Burns, you know, what's his background? You know, does he have a major university backing him? Does a government back him? No. So a lot of people are consciously compromised on this information. But you're going to find out. You're going to find out. A lot of people are finding out that there's some serious issues that are happening right now. Now, did the deep state do something to make the earth or the sun kick off more energy? I don't think they control everything, guys, but they can like spin things a little bit more. And I think they're doing it right now.
And understandings of what may have caused it. I talked about that in yesterday's video. But in general, it was certainly a bit of a unexpected shakeup. Solar wind velocity went over 800 kilometers per second at one moment, which is very fast, indicating that some sort of plasma wave of high velocity hit us. It could also be a high-speed stream. That's what NOAA is saying. But if you look at the sun, this is going all the way back to the 25th of September. Where's the coronal hole? We don't really see it. I mean, yeah, like little things, but nothing that should have given us a G3 storm that overall lasted 72 hours. Now, we do have this coronal hole coming up here. This is our favorite coronal hole. I think this is the 14th rotation of this one.
So the normal things are called these G3 storms that eventually lead to earthquake activity, volcanic activity. And during this process that it was coming in, it was kicking off a lot of energy. I'm going to show you how Kilauea was fountaining lava like it's never fountained before.
Now, you'll notice at the very end of this video, it's not yet geo-effective. So that's not what hit us. We're about to get hit by that. And so you add in all these factors together, and well, we are in an earthquake watch. And in fact, I think there is a much higher risk of there being a megaquake in the near future. I would say for the month of October. I know it's kind of a wide time window, but the forecasts that we do here are not ultra precise because that's really, really difficult to do. Basically, no one does it. We look at the space weather factors, the current energetic conditions here on Earth, and just look at the overall seismic rhythmic trends that exist. And that has allowed us to be fairly accurate at forecasting earthquake trends at a global scale, which is the first step to then becoming more granular. So we have this ultra long duration geomagnetic storm that's just now wrapping up. That means that a bunch of energy basically got moved around in the earth, because when you have a fluctuating magnetic field, now you have these really powerful electric currents that are flowing. All right.
So these powerful electric currents that have come into the earth are going to have an outlet, and it's a megaquake. Megaquakes. I've been talking about megaquakes coming. We're going to talk a little bit more about a megaquake and what that might look like for the United States. All the way back in 1964, I was 4 years old. I don't remember it, but Alaska had a massive 9.2 earthquake. There were in South Africa, the energy of it, the way it moves through the earth and it moves through water and so forth, it moved well water in South Africa, in Louisiana, in bays in Louisiana. I'm going to show you this effect that happens. And it basically caused this sloshing effect, and it sunk boats in Louisiana from an earthquake in Alaska. It was a big earthquake, and we're due for one off the coast of the United States. All right. So let's look at, you know, some of the things that are happening right now as far as the weather. And then we'll look at the volcanoes and earthquake activity. A little bit of educational process. You need to be educated so that you can respond with a little common sense, right? So otherwise, you're going to be compromised. You're going to get compromised by this, guys.
And a major 6.9 magnitude earthquake strikes central Philippines, killing dozens. And we've
all right. So dozens of people were killed in the Philippines while this G3 storm is happening, impacting the earth.
Got two hurricanes off the East Coast, Imelda and Humberto.
All right. So you got two big hurricanes off the coast of America, which we've seen a lot of hurricanes this year, two Cat 5s now, and they didn't impact. Well, indirectly, we're going to see that there was an indirect impact from these storms in North Carolina. Imagine, because one of those storms was supposed to come into South Carolina, North Carolina area, right? But surprisingly, even though everybody's, you know, forecasting it's coming there, it turned and went out to sea. All right. That's a good thing. But still, will the White Hats be able to continue to do the right thing with it? Yeah, they will if they know it's coming. If it's if it comes very rapidly and there's a lot of force and a lot of energy and so forth, or other things that are happening somewhere else, some of these can get through, guys. So we have to be aware of that. Some of the energy from this hurricane or from these hurricanes can get in and cause damage. Now, the last Cat 5 that, you know, swept past and went out to sea, swept past the U.S., it caused some damage in North Carolina and some other places, but it didn't come in. Of course, we know what happens when these hurricanes come in. There's massive amounts of damage, especially if it's a Cat 4 or Cat 5. Significant damage. So that is off the coast, bringing in energy, right? So we've been pretty lucky this year, right? I predicted there would be some pretty significant activity, but it's all been steered away, right, up to this point. Last year, I guess the White Hats didn't have their equipment up online, right? But this year seems to be they've flipped it. To a great extent. I've talked about that a little bit in other shows. So now we have basically a pattern that's starting to form that can potentially allow these to come in.
In the Atlantic, the little yellow lemon we finally got in Florida is at 10% in 48 hours, 10% in the next 7 days, showing that any development will be slow as it generally moves northwestward across the Florida Peninsula into the Gulf. Now, this is very important, everybody, because Google Minds is taking this up the East Coast and is not going that way. The Euro is showing this way, so the AI does not have this at all. And that wave coming towards the MDR, still showing this is about 7 to 8 days away, potentially impacting the Lesser Antilles. Is that 20% in the next 7 days, zero in the next 4?
All right, so these storms can they can form, and they can come in, and they can be like a freight train coming in, guys, and they can build and build and build, or they could be like a little, you know, little tropical disturbance, and then the next day it's a Cat 5. We've seen this last year. So we have to be very careful, you know, going forward. I think we've all done a very good job of keeping track of this, maybe using our consciousness to a great extent to push these storms. I've been talking about this for well over a decade, how our consciousness basically can move and bring in weather, right? Depending on how you want to move that. But it's one of the easiest things that you can learn. Moving weather around, right? So if enough people, because when these storms are getting close, they, You notice how the press used to like really go out of their way to build up the excitement and the fear. What do you think that did? That helped bring it in, right? Gave it energy. Deep state likes to do that, right? They like to create fear, anger, and lots of other negative emotions. So you have to learn to stay in the love vibration. It's very effective. All right. So these energies, even though they miss the U.S., they go somewhere. They don't just disappear, right? And I know some of you are like, well, duh. Well, where do they go? They go across the Atlantic, don't they? See all the energy? All right, so this is the United States over here. And here's those big storms that are going to Europe. So we missed it, but somebody else got it, right? They don't get the winds, but they get the water. Better watch that water, right? So that's what we're seeing in Sicily right now. Chaos in Italy. Talk about hydroplaning. Whoa.
Sicily was hit by a sudden downpour. Rain and hail paralyzed the town in just 15 minutes. Schools were closed as a precaution, with further damage expected in the coming hours. Point when news spread of the disappearance of a young woman trapped in the raging waters in one of the area's hardest hit by the storm. Rescue teams supported by firefighters, civil defense, and volunteers worked tirelessly in hopes of finding her.
All right, so we can be happy that these storms aren't hitting us, but like I said, they go somewhere. Right? It doesn't just go poof. They go across the Atlantic and they cause difficulties and problems over there. So unfortunately, the Europeans are getting hit by that. Now, energies are the same way. Energies can come in and affect one area and another area will be unscathed. Right. So just because you're unscathed by these energies, like the West Coast to a great extent so far, all right, doesn't mean they're not happening in other places. They're kicking off in a lot of other places right now. But and when you take in the grand scheme of things, it's having a major impact. I just saw just before I came up that where the 8.8 happened. They're getting a lot of aftershocks right now, or small earthquakes, swarms of earthquakes, right? Is something else going to kick off there? Possibly something in Japan, I think. And then off the coast of Oregon, California, right? The Cascadia Zone. And that will kick off the other ones. I can't think of the names of them right now. But there's... the earthquake, you know, lines of energy that are in California, San Andreas, and there's what's that other one? There's another one. Can't think of its name. So San Andreas, and then there's one next to it. Doesn't get a lot of recognition, but hasn't gone off. And normally it goes off in every 100, 120 years. And we're at 140 years, going on 150. So it's way overdue. So that means that energy is building, the Hayward Fault. So the San Andreas, the Hayward, and there's one that actually runs through right behind me, Lake Tahoe. So I think there's going to be multiple. Once a big one goes off, like the Cascadia, and causes a massive tsunami, we're going to see dominoes happen in a lot of these. And just like I talked about with Alaska having a 9.2. If we get a 9 something off the coast of California or Oregon, that's going to be a fairly significant tsunami. And that energy will travel under the mountains and across to the East Coast, all right? And it will affect the East Coast. The East Coast will probably have significant earthquake activity over there as well, because we have that that one fault that runs up through Tennessee and all those areas. Yeah, I can't remember all this stuff. It'll come to me maybe, but there's all these faults that run through that one fault that I'm talking about on the East Coast. It lit off one time, and it caught it. Basically made the Tennessee or the Mississippi River reverse, right? So it's pretty significant, you know, when these earthquakes go off, it really liquefies sand and earth, and things sink and all kind of crazy stuff happens. So I think we're going to see New Madrid. Yeah, thanks, Scott. So the New Madrid fault zone could get activated by a massive earthquake that happens in the fault that's off the coast, Cascadia fault, that's off the coast of Oregon and California, right? So still, we're getting signs of all this coming, guys. We're seeing the buildup of all these earthquakes and volcanoes. So listen to this. This is something they've never seen before at Mount Etna.
Mount Etna just erupted again. But this time, something...
Now, it didn't just erupt. He's talking about, I think, an August eruption here.
...came out that shouldn't exist. Amid the smoke and lava, a glowing material surfaced. Unlike anything ever recorded in Etna's history, it pulsed. It shimmered. And it left scientists completely stunned. Emergency teams rushed to collect samples, only to find it wasn't like any known volcanic emission. No match in the global geological database. No trace elements common to known lava flows. Early analysis suggests it's forming deeper than Etna's magma chamber.
So deeper. So these energies that are coming into the Earth are causing more magma chambers that are deeper to be activated, which will eventually cause larger earthquakes, because magma moving around can cause earthquakes and cause much bigger volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, on and on and on.
Possibly tapping into a layer of Earth we've never reached. Whatever it is, it's not just rare. It may be the start of something far more dangerous. Mount Etna's eruption didn't stop with the strange glowing material. At 11:23 in the morning, the volcano unleashed a violent pyroclastic flow, one of the most destructive forces on Earth. Within seconds,
So this was what happened to Pompeii. Vesuvius basically had one of these pyroclastic blasts. And, you know, the Pompeians and Herculaneum, they probably had lots of volcanoes. They probably had lots of people tell them, it's nothing. Kind of like what's going on now for a lot of people. But the smart people get the hell out of there, right? Some people stay behind, and some people probably stay behind because they had valuables there and so forth. And that, unfortunately, is what, you know, will take out a lot of people in the coming months and years as this starts to increase.
Torrent of ash, poisonous gases, and burning rock fragments tore down its eastern flank at over 140 kilometers per hour. That's faster than a racing car. And there was no time to escape. Tourists scattered, onlookers fled. Some described it as a wall of fire chasing them downhill. In less than a minute, the flow had traveled over 2 kilometers. And by the time it slowed, it had scorched a path stretching more than 3 kilometers long.
All right, so all over the world, this stuff is really starting to increase on a massive scale. And I think we're just seeing the beginnings of it. I think it's going to get a lot worse. And we'll see examples of it. You know, Kilauea had a magnificent, it's the most unbelievable eruption I've seen yet from Kilauea and from any volcano. I mean, look at this. It's spectacular. It's like angel wings. That's what my wife called it angel wings. So it really spewed up to 1,300 feet. And I believe they were like, that's the highest volcanic lava trajectory that they've had, maybe in history. So really starting to wake up. It seems to get more and more active, spews out more and more lava. Some of those lava vents that are spewing out that lava, there's a couple of them there, as you saw. Some of them have been spectacular. I remember when the Kilauea first started, I think that was the 34th episode, because it'll, you know, release energy like you just saw it, and then it'll calm down. It'll build back up and release it again. It's done 34 times over the last several months, right? So they were saying in the beginning stages, it would take years for at the pace the lava was coming out for it to fill up, you know, Kilauea Dome, right? And it's actually getting pretty close. In fact, where you saw that lava jettisoning out, it looks like it's about, that lava was actually spewing over the rim. So we may see where that spewing is coming out. We may see it collapse the rear wall and start to spill out and then go into all of Hawaii. Well, not all of Hawaii, but, you know, where there's homes. Several years ago, it came out and it took out a lot of homes and so forth. So we may see that coming again. I think it's very close. If it's not going to happen in the next one, it'll probably happen in the one after that. So just a matter of time before the rim wall collapses. So here is a video that shows the rim wall actually starting to collapse. Now look at the spot right here. This is rock that's starting to glow. Of course, that's what lava is. It's rock that's superheated. All right, but see this little area right here. It's going to get superheated, and it's going to start to collapse there, and it's going to start to collapse back here where the rim is. So we had lava spewing over the rim this time. It's not flowing in streams yet. But like I said, it could be coming very close. We're getting close to that point. All right. So I must have missed the other chunk. So there was another chunk earlier, but I'm not going to go back and look at it. Well, you guys get the point, right? So basically, it's starting to fill up that chamber. And eventually, it's going to start to come over the rim. I don't think it's going to have to fill up all of, you know, the cauldron before it starts to spill over. And it's very close. All right, so one of the places that I think has the highest possibility is Campi Filigree. So Campi Filigree is really getting worse and worse and worse. Now, this is Italy again, and if it goes, it could affect all of Europe. All of Europe, all right? So this is one that I think has a very strong possibility of basically cooking off.
This is the land rise that is happening there, the increased earthquake activity, increased.
So they have a road right here that's boiling. So the heat and the lava underneath are making this road collapse in some places and then boil up.
Fumarole activity, gas emissions. But bradyseism is not the problem. What is causing this is the problem, and that's the volcano. So phenomena always sounds like, yeah, there's something going on.
So you see all these former cauldrons that were, you know, were in this whole area. It's got multiple. It's just one big, massive, volcano, super volcano that could very well explode. And I think that's what's going to happen.
We don't know what it is, but it's not so bad. It's not really a phenomena. It's a super volcano that is creeping towards eruption. This is a volcanic.
So you had Vesuvius, as we've seen from, they've gone in and poured, and they found pockets and they poured plaster Paris in these little pockets, air pockets, they thought, and it was a human being. They basically had been fried completely, and had been a shell had been perfectly built over this human. I've been to Pompeii, walked the streets, and there's some areas where they still have air where people died, and they have them there. Of course, they got a museum. I think at one time they used to have a lot, but the mafia like took them and sold them. But there's still evidence. You can see that. That's very potentially what can happen to not just hundreds, but millions of people in this area.
Crisis. I would say volcanic crisis instead of Brady seismic phenomena. And is this really an asphalt swelling phenomena? Or is this also a volcanic signal? Really? Right? Or would you say, as part of that volcanic crisis, now the asphalt is bubbling? You know, stop making it sound harmless. More harmless than it is, in my opinion. And start thinking about how to say.
So again, you know, the people that are running the show, they don't care about us. Like that Michael Jackson song. So we have to inform each other. Now, there are scientists that have come out and given the warning that this area probably should be evacuated. So they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. So we're probably going to see very potentially, unless there's more signs that are and now we know this stuff can erupt instantaneously. It doesn't give you a calling card. It's like, I'm gonna push up a little bit over here. I'm gonna push up a little bit over here. I'm gonna spew a little lava over here. That's normally the way we see some of this stuff. But we also know that, like with Vesuvius, which was spewing a little bit of lava and some ash, and then it just blew up, and it wiped out a lot of people, and it buried cities. There's probably still some cities out there that haven't been unearthed, right? Pompeii was a very, very popular place. So eventually they came back, and probably because they were looking for treasures and so forth, they were digging. Herculaneum got hit by a massive mudslide that buried it in mud, which is much harder to dig out than the ash, right? So if this goes down and millions of people die, which is highly possible, and it affects all of Europe, who's to blame? You can't blame some of these people because they're like, we didn't have the technology. Yes, they have the technology. They know. And they keep it from us. It's up to us to figure it out on our own. You know, kind of like, you know, those non-existent airplanes that crashed into buildings on 9/11. It took us a while to figure out, you know, CGI and all the other stuff that they used to do that. So these guys have the technology. We're in a race to protect our human race and make sure that the most of us don't die, right? So this is one of the reasons why I think it's very effective, very, very. Now a lot of people are going to be like fear mongering and so forth. fear-mongering if you want, but you know, there's people out there that are predicting this stuff, like myself, that are giving the warnings. All right, so here's one of them. So this is a Canadian earthquake on X. So I've talked about this guy several times. Whenever he brings up something, because he's been predicting a lot of this stuff. And he predicts there's going to be like a 10, not a 9, not an 8.8. He's looking at a 10.2 that's coming. All right. So he's talking about that 1964 earthquake caused ground movement on the East Coast and Texas, which is smaller, like the earthquake itself, compared to this expected event. So all these areas could get hit in the next one because it's going to be closer. If it happens in Cascadia, it's obviously a lot closer than Alaska, and it's right there on the coast, and that's where all the fault lines are. That will spread, that will domino, and go across all across America. All right, so this guy basically has predicted a lot of stuff that's coming. He's predicted stuff that actually has come. And he's talking about, you know, some of this stuff basically activating like I'm talking about now, all the way across the United States. All right, so let's look at what happens when these energy waves travel and what they can do. So this was, Miramar? No, a stunning video shot during Monday's earthquake in the Philippines shows water cascading down the side of the building like an urban mega waterfall. All right, so that's one of them. There was one that happened more recently. Let's see if I got that one. Yeah, here's the other one. This one's more spectacular. So that was Philippines just a few days ago. And this is the one that happened, when was this one? March 28. So there was a lot of energy that came into the earth from the sun. And then this earthquake kicked off, right? So now watch the way these energy waves affect the water in a contained area. Now, this is a pool, but imagine a bay, right? San Francisco Bay or Lake Tahoe behind me, right? Sloshing the water, taking out dams, overcoming dams, and then downstream from those dams, like the Mount Shasta Dam, taking out those dams downstream from those, are people, and they need to be aware that if there's massive earthquakes and they're downstream, they don't need to wait for, emergency services to come knock on the door and tell them to leave. It's not going to happen because they're going to be running for their lives. That's why I want to start to get this information out so you guys are starting to become aware of the potential of some of these catastrophes that I believe are coming. This is a good one. Now, if you're running down the street next to a high-rise building that has a pool on top and there's an earthquake, probably not a good idea to run down the street like that, right? Because imagine thousands of gallons of water come crashing down on you, you're going to get crushed. You're going to snap.
Oh,
And if you're in a luxury high-rise penthouse or hotel that has a pool and there's an earthquake and it starts to slosh, get out of the pool, right? Otherwise, you're going to go down like that water. So unfortunately, they didn't decide to just hang out in the pool on the float. What's happening? So that's, you know, those are things that can happen. So you're like, how high up are you there? And like, oh, I'm way up, right? And I have very quick access where I can go a lot higher, a lot pretty quick, even if I have to do it on foot. All right, so there is going to be some sloshing. You guys, if you've been following me for a while, I used to share that I have these dreams, visions, that the water in Lake Tahoe, there's like this tsunami type thing that happens in Lake Tahoe. Now, I didn't understand it at the time. Now, after watching this information, I understand the sloshing effect that comes from earthquakes, right? So I thought that it was going to come all the way from the coast. Tsunami, of course, it comes all the way from the coast. So it's going to be like super, that, God, that's gonna be like crazy high tsunami. But no, it's not. It's from the water right there, sloshing. And someone told me that they saw Reno getting taken out by a flood. So that would come from that lake right there. So it could overcome the dam. They're actually working on the dam. How about that? So they're actually working on the dam here. And somebody knows something? So they're working on the dam here and... if that sloshing effect happens, it could take that dam out. It's not going to drain all that water, of course, but if they're sloshing, it'll go down that Tahoe River on a massive scale. Like that water you saw coming up from one pool, imagine that on a 10,000 time level, rushing down the gorge towards Reno. So will the people of Reno like... well, I'm in a high rise. I'm good. But did you see that one high rise that just collapsed into its footprint? Now, that was not from a fire. That was from an earthquake. Right? Never before in history, except for those three Twin Towers and Building 7, have any building ever collapsed from fire. That's why firemen run into buildings, high rise buildings, because they know it's not going to collapse. But we found out on that day, didn't we? Found out on that day. Deep state Bubba's. They don't care about us. They don't care about us. Or listen to that Michael Jackson song. He'll tell you. So now it's going to get cold. I've talked about it. I said it's going to get, it's already cold here. We're getting lows in the 30s now. And we're going to get a little bump up to like the low 60s, and then it's going to go freezing from that point on at night. Right now, the weather, because of this activity that's coming from the sun, is going to cause things to go extreme. So we're probably going to get extreme cold this year, which I predicted last year, right? Before we even got into this year. So here we go. This is snow that's coming. Now we're in October 2nd. So let's see what happens as we move forward. See the little blue and purple stuff that's coming up? That's snow. All right, where I'm at in Lake Tahoe is very, very, very faint. We're going to get a little dusting. But in Idaho, Montana, down into Colorado, and all of Canada, we're going to see a lot of snow. And this is less than a month. Less than a month after we are in the fall. Less than a month after summer, right? So I said there was not going to be much of a fall this year. So a lot of you are out there, well, it's pretty hot where I'm at. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, you're going to, you'll find out. It's okay, right? Some areas will have warm temperatures and then it'll go crazy cold. Then it'll maybe warm back up again. But overall, it's going to be, in some areas where I'm at, I think there's going to be pretty significant snowfall and rain, right? I think we're going to have several rivers, atmospheric rivers, that are going to hit this area this year, right? And again, that's because of the sun activity, right? So just a couple more slides, and I want you guys to be aware that Democrats will kill us, as they're doing now, right? They will screw things up. Democrats, a lot of them, are run by the CIA, right? So if you look at the Virginia race, yes, there's governors going to be voted for in a very short period of time. So a new poll shows Winsome Earl Sears, the woman you see here, closing in on Abigail Spanberger. Where is she from? She used to work for the CIA. And of course, you know, she's right there in Virginia. So she's a CIA girl and she's a Democrat. How about that? And she's going to Virginia. Virginia, right? So now we get Spanberger. There are two women, right? I would love to see this woman become governor. I don't know. I think she might be the first black woman to be governor. She's a sharp woman. I hope she gets it, right? One of the reasons why I want to bring this up, because you guys in GOP in Virginia, you got to like turn out. And then you guys that are, because this sometimes makes a difference as well, independents. And then there's some Democrats who are like just done with the Democrat Party. So we really, and so some of the polls, which are manipulated, as we know, from Hillary Clinton. Remember Hillary Clinton? There was no, everybody was laughing. Donald Trump winning. All the press, all the polls. No way he could win. And then he won because they're manipulated. Most of them, right? So this one shows a narrowing margin arrives amid a series of stumbles for Spanberger. Because she said several events last month, she urged crowds to let your rage fuel you. Definitely a CIA woman, right? So Virginia's for lovers. You heard that motto before? Virginia's for lovers, not rage, said Earl Sears. So that's beautiful, right? So that's what I talk about all the time, love vibration. So she could be, because right now she's... She attorney general. What is she? So the governor basically got in because of all the transgender bullshit that was going on in Virginia. And the parental rage just happened. So another thing that we're seeing is Spanberger is like, well, we have to look at case by case. That is not, that's a show, that should be a show ender for most people, right? So, you know, of course, this lovely woman is saying bullshit, right? So we need more people like this in government, guys, but they're going to fight us. This Spanberger, of course, has like probably 10 times the funding. Endorsements and staff behavior have added to Spanberger's challenges. Chesterfield County School Board member Dot Heffron, an early backer, faced calls for resignation from Governor Glenn Youngkin after she praised the idea of assassinating Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Now, this is someone that is on her staff to get her elected. You see how bad this is? And there's polls out there that have her with a huge margin, of course, Hillary Clinton, like poll manipulation, trying to let everybody know, you don't need to go vote because we got this. So like Joe, sitting in his basement, right? There are so many people that went to Trump rallies. We all know this. We know that Trump won 2020. That's why many of us went to Washington, D.C. to like, hey, you need to do an investigation on this. You need to give this a 10-day investigation. And, you know, they created the riot to stop that out. And in the middle of the night, early in the morning, they came in and they voted JoJo in, right? So this is very bad. This would be very bad during this kind of midterm. It's not even midterm yet. It would be very bad if we start to see some of these people get into office from the Democrat side. They sneak them in, right? I think Philadelphia has some elections that are going on as well. So Virginia, Philly, I think New Jersey as well. They're going to try and sneak in some of these Democrats, guys. You got to get the word out. We got to stop these criminals. These are dangerous people that are possibly going into office. Any Democrat that's in office right now, to me, is dangerous. Dangerous, right? And they're going to try and slip some more dangerous people in there. All right. So that was a long one. Put a lot of information, hit a lot of different areas that, you know, especially like with the sun activity, going to cause some problems going forward. You need to be heads up on that. You need to do your own critical thinking, and you need to educate yourself on this, depending on where you're at. There's not going to be any place that's going to be safe. Because if certain areas go down, that's going to affect transportation. It's going to affect food moving around, fuel moving around, right? So everybody's going to be affected. If this hits the United States, which I believe is coming, when, I don't know. Just like Stephen Byrne said, can't say just definitively. Because when these energies come in, it could come in at different angles. It can come in at certain areas and light up an area that's not even, has nothing to do with us, right? So, but over time, we're overdue. And, you know, the deep state's been talking about this for years. Because, you know, this part of their plan, like ramp these energies up that are already ramped up and get them focused in the area they want. I don't know, maybe even cook off a nuke underwater and just make this thing happen, right? They're like that. So you gotta be really heads up, guys. And thanks to you guys for the donations. Appreciate that. And stay in the love vibration. We're going to need it going forward. And because it keeps your consciousness not compromised, right? Your consciousness can't be compromised if you're in the love vibration, guys. Your vibration is too high, right? That's why they want to get you down in that anger, in that fear, because then they can control you, manipulate you like a little slave, right? Just like the Democrat Party does to all this followers, right? All right, guys, lots of love. Stay in the love vibration, and I will see you guys next time.